It is now time for the feature band of the week.
Access granted.
Woo!
Okay. So, the band that we have chosen to feature this week, we kind of have gotten into a rhythm of doing this where we play a band that we're going to feature in the week prior.
Well, and I think that it really... So, a CD comes into the station.
Yeah, it's true. It does.
We check it out. We rip it to our musical library.
Yeah, we listen.
We check it out. And then, for example, what happened last week was I thought it was damn awesome. Mm-hmm. So, I threw it into my battle to introduce it to you. And you're like, Wow, that's damn awesome. I got to check that out.
And then
we say, let's feature it.
Yeah, we do it. And then that's how it works. That's the creative process here on the Mono A Mono Show.
That's right.
Or vice versa.
So the band that we're talking about that we played last week in the battle was Monster Truck.
Monster Truck!
Out of Hamilton.
Truckosaurus! Two stories of car-crushing power.
out of our hometown, Hamilton.
That's right.
So
very proud of these guys.
Yeah.
Now, we were first introduced to these guys, and we even played them. I think we did a bit of a feature on them last year when their The Brown EP came out, because we quite liked that. It had songs on it like I Am Freedom, Love Attack, Seven Seas Blues, Righteous Smoke, and Sworded Beast.
Yeah.
Now, these guys, if you've never heard them before, like, to look at them and to listen to them, the analogy that I came up with is if the sheepdogs...
That's what I was thinking when I looked at it. They look like the sheepdogs.
If the sheepdogs made sweet love to Wolf Mother while the members of Leonard Skinner were directing and the band, were working the camera and everyone was high-fiving each other at the same time.
Hmm. I don't know about all the other components about it, but...
Well, because you got, like, the sheepdogs, the Canadian rock element of it, and they got it like a southern feel to them. Also, the band has the Canadian element with the organs and whatnot, and then the Leonard Skinner, that's the southern rock aspect of it. And then there's just something of their in their music that reminds me of Wolf Mother. I don't know why.
Maybe it's the fast-paced rock.
It could be, and the organs. Anyways, these guys
pretty hard-hitting and pretty damn good.
Yeah, like. Amazing vocals, and these guys just picked up this year. They won the Breakthrough Artist of the Year at the Junos.
That's right,
beating out Walk Off the Earth.
Oh wow!
Another Burlington / Hamilton band.
Wow,
so pretty good for them too. But yeah, honestly, this new album that just came out, Furiosity. Amazing from cover to cover.
Yeah, there's so many good songs, and as I was going through the one sheet, I was finding even more things that I wanted to play. So our list of songs that was about three.
It grew exponentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've whittled it back down to three after some debating and some punching in the faces.
But in the band we've got John Harvey, Jeremy Weiderman, Brandon Bliss, and Steve Kiley, who make up Monster Truck. And
didn't you go to school with a Kiley?
Yeah. It wasn't Steve Kiley.
Yeah, but maybe they're related.
Maybe. And the one thing I noticed here was, so they're playing a bunch of shows opening for Alice in Chains.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty damn unbelievable. So, which means I probably won't be able to afford those shows, but... Another thing that I noticed in here was they were handpicked to open for Slash on his North American tour, which means they opened for and played with Todd Kearns, who played bass on for Slash, who's another kind of Canadian...
That's right.
Big Canadian in a big Age of Electric.
And they've also supported the legendary Deep Purple. So these guys, you know, these guys... They're pretty accomplished already.
They're giving her.
And yeah, they are. And I expect even more big things from these guys. Cause,
you do?
You know, they won Breakthrough Artist of the Year based upon their EP. They hadn't even released a full-length album yet. That's pretty awesome.
Now they're really giving her.
I really like their swag, and I want to get one of these shirts that says, "Don't F with the Truck."
Ah.
That's awesome. A great bit of merchandise. Anyways, we've spoken enough about these guys. It's time to listen to them.
Okay, so we're going to cut the one that I played last week. Let's go.
Which was Oh Lord, which is one that we had both thought we should play this week because we both really like it.
It was so good.
So we're going to start. What are we going to start with?
I say we start with... Now, on there it said that one... Well, no, we should get into that one last. So one of the ones that says... Power of the People was a Rage Against the Machine-inspired track. We'll get to that one last because it may not give you the true sense. Let's go with our sweet...
We'll go with the single, Sweet Mountain River, to start
we'll
off.
Yeah, we'll go with the single to start.
All right, here we go. This is Monster Truck, the feature band of the week here on 100.3 Sound FM, the Mono, a Mono Show. We'll be right back.
work together.